there's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel... It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon.
Hey, buddy.
Welcome inside Hour 3. As the Olympics rolling on tonight, Caleb Dressel, the moment of the night, wins the gold in the 100-meter freestyle by 0.6 of a second over Kyle Chalmers and just barely hitting the sensor that short before Chalmers does it, and he wins the gold medal. And I'll tell you what. You know, it made me think back to that great picture because there's very few pictures in sports that stay in my mind for years and years and years. Right. We've talked about Jim Kelly with his daughter when he's getting a treatment for cancer and he's hugging her. And certain you know, pictures just stay with me for some reason. A-Rod, the picture of the Yankees all going to hug him after they won the World Series. And the photo of Michael Phelps winning, I think it was the butterfly when he was on his course of trying to win a gold medal in every event he was in, when he had that in-between stroke and he decided to instead of trying to drift to the sensor, he took that half stroke and pushed it really hard, and he made it by like 0.5 of a second over the guy who finished second place, and the guy who finished second place said, no way, no way, no way. And you see that picture from the underneath edge of the pool where you can see Phelps' hands on it right before the fingertips touch. And I just thought that picture stayed with me for so long. Just an amazing photograph. This one tonight of Dressel winning when you can barely tell his fingers are there ahead of Kyle Chalmers? I mean, it's like, how do you know? I mean, it's technology is amazing, but you'd see that and go, well, how can I figure out who won that? I can't believe we used to do races where it was someone would have to win by what you see by an eye, or, you know, passing a, right. a ticker tape or something like that.
Thank you to horse racing and the photo finish. All right, that's what I'm going to do. I mean, because we also have the 4x200-meter relay where on the women's side where all three teams broke the previous world record. U.S. with Ledecky ends up getting the silver, China in first, and Australia third. But just you're seeing just by the whisper, right, that little hint, the extra fingernail, just long enough to get you to the medal. I mean, just amazing ends. And in this particular race, Jason, now talking about breaking the world record, all three of those squads, even in what was a chaotic and twirly kind of year, to use the Phoebe from Friends reference.
So we'll have more on the Olympics coming up throughout the show, still getting live stuff going on right now. But yeah, that was some kind of smelly cat achievement. Nicely by done. Caleb Dressel. You like what I did there, for you? My turn. I was trying to go with my best Phoebe reference, and I don't know why, but I kept thinking of her as Ursula from Mad About You, where she got her big break. There is that too.
Yeah, no, it's true. I mean, you could go with Phoebe Buffay's, you know, alter ego, her sister, but that takes us down a deep, dark path, and you don't want to do that.
Yeah, you get a little bit too in-depth on Friends. You get a little bit too in-depth. Then hey, let's talk about the best guest stars on Friends. Was it Giovanni Ribisi, or was it Reese Witherspoon? Then you kind of get down that rabbit hole. I understand that.
Yeah, it was Brad Pitt when he hated Jennifer Aniston.
That's right. I forgot about that. I used to do, just a real quick story before we get to Aaron Rodgers, is when I was doing Fantasy Zone and Michael Rappaport and I were doing the show together from the LA studios, there was a rant he had on. He was so upset about something that happened in a fantasy football game, and he was really mad. And I said to him after, he goes, Jason Smith, I can't believe this happened. I go, Rap, I haven't seen you this upset since Phoebe refused to move in with you in Friends. And he, for the one time in his life, Michael Rappaport didn't know what to say. Like, he was like, oh my God, did you just hit me with that reference? And he just kind of smiled and goes, it's well played, Smith. It's well played. What else you got for us? What else you got? Tell me something else. Like, he had no idea what to say to that.
Oh, stole the badge.
I was so happy.
Gotta be a big deal. I like that. No, nicely done.
Aaron Rodgers is a loser. How about that for a segment?
Wow. What? Hey, tweet that out. That's great.
Aaron Rodgers is a loser. Wait for it. In his battle with the Packers for who won this whole stalemate, Aaron Rodgers or the Packers, right? Rodgers agrees to come back to the Packers, a story we now know, and he's getting some concessions over the course of the past few days, which, when they were first reported, were, well, they're going to take a year off the end of his contract, they will agree to trade him at the end of this year if he wants out, and they will give him some say over personnel decisions. Watching his half-hour press conference today, all I could think of during it was, for a guy that won, he lost. He lost because the Packers got everything they wanted. All right, here's a sample of Aaron Rodgers talking about what he was hopefully getting from the Packers today. Then I'll tell you why he's the loser in this entire thing.
Yeah, definitely something I thought about. You know, I talked about how important being a full-timer was for a long time. This was the first time to spend the offseason away without a COVID year or a lockout year. And I enjoyed it. You know, I really did. I took time working on myself and trying to better myself in a number of areas where I feel like I could improve based on my own patterns and conditioning. And it was a lot of growth in that process. I continued to find joy and happiness in things off the field. However, there's still a big competitive hole in my body that I need to fill. And as I got back into my workouts, I just realized that I know I can still play and I want to still play. And as long as I feel like I can give 100% to the team, then I should still play. I think we can all understand, you know, Green Bay isn't, a huge vacation destination. People are coming here to play with me, to play with our team, and knowing that they can win a championship here. And the fact that I haven't been used in those discussions was one I wanted to change moving forward. And I felt like based on my years, the way I can still play, that should be a natural part of the conversation. As that progressed from that point, nothing really changed on that front. to not mention anything past 2021 made me feel like that I wasn't in the future plans. I get it. It's a business. At the same time, I'm still competitive, and I still feel like I can play. I proved it last year. So I felt like making a commitment past 2021 season was not a big deal. And there are ways to do that that wasn't necessarily accomplished. And so that's why we're here.
Okay. Just listen to him say all the things that he said he wanted and what really turned out, right? If he really wanted change, okay, with the Pack, right? That's what he wanted, right? I want change with the Pack. I don't like how things are run. I want change. I want influence. If he wanted change, then part of what happened would have been a long-term contract extension for him to finish his career in Green Bay. Right. Because that if you want change, yeah, I want to change this place. Right. Because I want to make this place better. Instead, it's, oh, yeah, I want change, but I'm going to leave after this year. Well, what the hell do you want change for? Why do you if you want change, you would stay. But no, he clearly wants out, as he just said at the end. After 2021, I didn't get that. So we're moving on. They offered to make him the highest paid quarterback in the NFL. He said no. So don't give me this load of crap of all I wanted change and only to say I'm going to leave after this year. Right. Anyway, it's like he once said, listen, I'm leaving, so I'm going to do as much as I can before I walk out the door, kids, and I'll do that. Hey, I brought Randall Cobb back. This is great. This is why Aaron Rodgers lost. What did he really gain? He gained everything that the Packers wanted to give him. All right? He said during this press conference today, are you getting the influence that you want? And he said, I hope so. I don't know yet. Wow. That was the big thing. And to say, I don't know, you're the loser. You lost this 100%. Because what the Packers wanted was when they drafted Jordan Love to push Aaron Rodgers out because they're sick of his act. Even though he's a winner, he's a great quarterback, they're sick. They wanted him out. What did they want to do? We're going to let Jordan Love sit for a couple of years. Then we get out of Aaron Rodgers' contract. Then we'll move on from him. But after a couple of years, we're going to do it. And what are they doing? They drafted Jordan Love. They have Aaron Rodgers for a couple of years, and then after this year, they're going to move on from him. Everything they wanted when they drafted Jordan Love, they're getting. What does it cost them? A six-round pick to get Randall Cobb back. Oh, okay, because Aaron Rodgers wanted Randall Cobb back. Oh, that's what you want? You don't want us to trade for DeAndre Hopkins? No, that's not what it is? Oh, you want Randall Cobb back? Right, we'll get a six-round pick. Sure, that's going to make him happy? All right, it's like me saying, hey, I'd be happy, Detroit, if you gave me free White Castle. Oh, I'm a simple guy. Oh, that's all we had to do? All the Packers needed to do to get Aaron Rodgers back, to get one more year out of him before he leaves, before they trade him, because they wanted to get rid of him after this year coming up, all they had to do was trade for Randall Cobb. That's it. We did it, right? It's what you wanted. We're doing the one thing for you. Now the rest of it, go out and play quarterback for us and go do it. And we're getting everything we want. He backed away from being the bad guy and forcing his way out when he had the chance and had the momentum to do it. And instead, now the Packers are getting everything they wanted. They're getting 2 years of him from the day they drafted Jordan Love. They're getting out from under having to pay him if he doesn't want to be there. They'll be able to start over. They're not going to pay a quarterback for a couple of years after that. They're getting everything they wanted. Aaron Rodgers is the loser in this situation.
Well, and even as it sits now, if he plays well again and they come to some kind of agreement, right, and Davante Adams decides to stay as well, because remember, the salary cap will rise again, right? We know that based on the marketplace. As long as we get through a season with all the fans in the stands and money's flowing once again as it has in years past, right? We had the one-year blip of the cap going down, so we'll see the rise again, which means more money, opportunity, assuming all goes well, to say, hey, you know what, let's have you finish your career here, because he hasn't ruled that out either, right? Just saying, basically, I don't know. Gutekunst was asked about it. Albert Breer had this in his Twitter account. Quote, what he's done for this organization, I think every year he at least deserves the conversation about where he's headed, where we're headed, unquote. And the fact that they're still working through the contract. So this isn't done by any stretch of the imagination. Today he got to vent a little bit, and folks are like, oh, look at him flex. Like, all right, Randall Cobb comes back. It's a creature comfort. It's a guy that he had great success with, and maybe he can eke out a few more first downs, and that's a guy that you can look at LaFleur and say, we're not kicking a damn field goal. This guy's going to run the right route, and we're going to score a touchdown, instead of acquiescing, leaving, having the field goal, and then being mad about it. You know, you're the leader. You could have called timeout. I'm going to keep going back to that because nobody wants to ask that question or add it to any part of the analysis. Like, he's just mad he didn't get the ball, you know, and they took it out of his hands. Like, well, now he could have forced the issue, I think, had he tried to. But just in all of this, he's back for another year. Jordan Love, they get another year to evaluate what he is or isn't. And you move forward. You know, my whole solution to all of it would have been to, before the draft, figure out where Jordan Love rated amongst the quarterbacks coming in and seeing if I couldn't have offloaded him there. It's like, see, he's not here anymore. All right, Aaron, what do we do now? And then move on. But since that wasn't the case, now we come back in. He's videotape of him helping the young guys and Jordan Love watching what he's, you know, instructing as they're going through drills. And so here we go. And they're positioned very well once again to make a run in the NFC. So I don't think this is anywhere near over, and they'll be taunting me for years. He's going to be 43 years old playing in division and just taunting me with what could have been of getting out of my division.
Oh, no. You missed the best part of it. In 6 years from now, it's still going to be, maybe this is the year Justin Fields unseats Andy Dalton as the Bears' starting quarterback.
QB1, baby. QB1.
Justin Fields is never going to see the field. He's going to just be sitting behind Andy Dalton. But Dalton had 12 touchdowns and 24 interceptions. Nope, doesn't matter. Andy Dalton's our. We promised him. What can we do? We promised him he's going to be our guy.
Bears training camp. I know there were small contingents of folks yelling, QB1!
Twitter it out about a Fresca. Mike at Swollen Dome. Yes, Aaron Rodgers is a loser in the battle between he and the Packers.
Boom.
Over the course of the past few months. Are you dealing with a dead battery? Well, head to AutoZone, America's number one battery destination. They offer free battery services like free battery testing and free battery charging. Their free battery testing can help you know if you need a new battery or not. And if you do happen to need a replacement battery, they can help with that too. They got reliable replacement batteries starting at just $79.99, and they're the only place you can find proven tough Duralast batteries. So next time you're having battery trouble, head to AutoZone, your battery solution, and America's number one battery destination. Well, coming up next, a football story that will make you feel way better about your team, unless your team is the Jets. That's coming up next right here on Fox.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret, like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics.
You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rock the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James! LeBron James!
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon.
Yeah, buddy.
And it hit me today, and I felt bad about it. Because I always feel bad when I say we're going to do something on the show and then we don't do it because, you know, breaking news happens or something goes on and we don't get to it. And I remember today going, oh my, I don't know why it hit me. I just, oh my God. I remember saying last night, I can't wait to talk about the huge Marvel thing, the Easter egg
saw. No, sure.
And I forgot to tell you. I'm like, oh my God, I can't believe that. All right, so let me tell, so I'll tell you this before we get to Zach Wilson. So you watch Loki. And yep. You know that the TVA was the big. I'm not spoiling anything. TVA is the miniseries of Marvel is the portion that controls time and controls the timeline. And basically, Loki was set up as a miniseries to let everybody know that this is how we're going to deal with different multiple timelines in the Spider-Verse and the Multiverse of Madness and all these things. So one thing I noticed that Zoe showed me, she goes, Dad, look what I found. If you look at the logo for TVA, okay, the logo for the TVA, which controls time.
Yeah.
If you flip it upside down, it says Val. Valentina Allegra de Fontaine.
Welcome back, Julia Louise Dreyfus. Go Cats.
Yes. And I started putting two and two and four and four and eight and all of these things together. And I'm wondering now if everything else that we thought, who's going to be the next big villain, who's going to out Thanos, because you can't really out Thanos. You can't give us another big CGI created, because Thanos was a phenomenal villain, right? Can you give us another one like that? It's going to be hard, right? Kang the Conqueror was okay at the end, but Julie Louise Dreyfus is one of the best actresses in the world. And getting her, look, a lot of that people want to be on in the Marvel Cinematic Universe, of course, but getting her is a huge coup. And I'm wondering if she's going to be the next big villain. And obviously, people would fight for her. You know, you're not going to see Julie Louise Dreyfus suddenly, you know, shooting lightning bolts out of her hands. But if she's going to be the next big villain and be the big power broker that we push, and it's not going to be Kang the Conqueror or anybody else, it's going to wind up being Julie Louise Dreyfus. Because you don't bring her in unless you're going to really feature her. You know, you're not, it's not going to be, well, we'd like you for this, but what kind of a role is it? It's kind of a small one. Yeah, not interested. Right? Like, I think it was Cate Blanchett who turned down a role earlier in Marvel because she said, I don't want to do it. It's too small a role. And they were like, what do you mean? And she said, oh, well, I know I'm only going to get one shot at being in the Marvel Cinematic Universe, so I want it to be a really big deal when it does come up. I think it was Cate Blanchett. It might have been somebody else that said, listen, I only got one shot at this. And so to bring in Julia Louis-Dreyfus as somebody who's not going to be a main character, I'm like, nah, I don't know. But seeing that Val yesterday when Zoe showed me, everything put together, and I said, oh, she's going to be the next big villain. She's going to be the one that's going to carry the next couple of movies or the next few Avengers type, Marvel movies.
Yeah, I know there was a lot of talk of when she was supposed to show up in the timeline in terms of what got taped or recorded, taped. Yeah, I'm old. But the idea or filmed would be the proper term, and to where it would come into the timeline, right? Between Falcon and Winter Soldier, was it going to be in the next wide release film? All of those things. So it was a nice surprise when she did show up. But I love it, and I'll start Googling and figure out you know, how many connections and 6 degrees of separation we could play. I don't know the comics well, so I don't know how monstrous, you know, or you know, how huge this character is, you know, in terms of the big bad, except for putting things in motion. So we'll see.
Well, the thing is, she's a big character, but there's so many characters. That's the thing about the Marvel Cinematic Universe. You can go to anybody. I mean, look, Doctor Strange, I don't know anybody that collected a Doctor Strange comic book, and suddenly, hey, Doctor Strange is pretty popular. It's like, Ant-Man was never popular, but, you know, we're going to do Ant-Man. Okay, Ant-Man's out there. Like, they can make her into whatever villain they want her to be, but, you know, and meanwhile, on the page, was it a great one? No, it wasn't a great, but easily, hey, Julie Louise Dreyfus, this will hit. Like, Thanos was no bigger a villain than anybody else in the Marvel comic books. Like, Galactus was a big villain. I'm such a nerd, right? Galactus was a big villain. Kang, you know, you heard about all these different characters. You know, but they decided now suddenly Thanos is larger than life, right? And now you can see them making this happen for Julie Louise Dreyfus as La Contessa Valentina Allegra. I mean,
you know what's really really cool is something that I found from the Topps archive to get all nerded out with. The combination of comic books and trading cards. There was a Marvel set, a lot of stickers, but they also had comics that were like bazooka comics. Mm-hmm. And I was able to get a couple of the Masters. So one of one original prints of them with the authenticity from Topps, which is funny because the guy that runs the shop, local shop here in Southern California, used to work at Topps. So I got a certificate of authenticity that has his signature when he worked at Topps, which is just funny. But they're just really cool. And they were Doctor Strange comic strips, basically.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Some quote from Doctor Strange with something else. Like, there's a kid at the beach and he's got a metal detector. And then the second frame is going, it's just Iron Man. Laying in sand. That was one of them. I forget what the other one was, but they're kind of funny. Evidently, they've now gone up in value quite a bit in the last 2 years. So good job by me to find them. But you know, just to show, at some point, someone did care about Doctor Strange, whoever the creator of that particular set was.
Doctor Strange was like 60 years old in the comic books. I'm like, he's a guy with white hair. Why am I collecting Doctor Strange? It doesn't make any sense. Still mystical. So, again, there's my big prediction for Julie. I'm full of big predictions tonight, but there's my next one, Julie Louise Dreyfus. So, another story from the files of I Exist and Root for My Team So You Can Feel Better About Yours. Every single NFL draft pick is signed and in camp except for one. One player still isn't signed, still isn't in camp because Jets are going to jet. Zach Wilson is still not with the Jets, who I believe had to have Ken O'Brien play quarterback during practice today because there is still a disagreement over offset language between Zach Wilson and the Jets. All right, now what is offset language? Basically, it's that teams, and many teams do this, they have a clause in for offset language in which if you cut a player before his contract is up and they sign a contract somewhere else, they don't want to be on the hook for that money. It's basically a player being able to double dip, right? So many teams have this offset language in their contracts. I think 30 of the 32 teams have offset language. Yet all of these teams have been able to come to terms with their quarterback or whoever they're taking for offset language, right? Trey Lance is the last guy. He signed today. He's not missing any practices. No. Zach Wilson missing the beginning of Jets training camp because of offset language. If this sounds familiar, it's because the same bleeping thing happened with Sam Darnold 3.5 years ago. He missed the first 3 days of camp because of offset language, because the Jets suddenly are the one team that can't figure out how to get the offset language done, that can draft a guy and say, you're our future, but boy, if you suck, we want to get our money back. That's the equivalent of signing your prenup on your wedding night. Hey, you know, I know we're going to get married, but we got to sign this prenup right now. But we're going to be together forever. No, I know. It's going to be great. And you and I are going to have an awesome life. But just in case, I want you to sign here.
yeah, but you're marrying me because you think we're going to be together forever. I know, and we are, and it's going to be great, and it's going to be awesome, but I kind of need you to sign this, so if I want to move on, I'm not stuck financially. The Jets can't figure out a way around it because the Jets jet, right? This is what I mean when I say teams can't escape their identity. Is it going to get solved soon? Yeah. Is it going to mean that suddenly Zach Wilson is not going to start week one? No. He'll be out a couple of days. And now that it's an embarrassing storyline, the Jets are going to have to get this done. So hopefully I'm doing my part to bring Zach Wilson in. You're welcome, Robert Saleh. But this shows you that there's unnecessary and knuckleheaded stuff that always happens with certain franchises. Every time you think, hey, maybe they've changed. No. They're still the knuckleheads that I know. It's like the friend you have that you think, oh, maybe he has changed his ways and now he's going to be a more, you know, a better guy and a better boyfriend to his girlfriend. No, I saw him out the other night having drinks with some girl. Oh, same old dude. Same old Harmon. That's all he's done his entire life. I mean, this is what the Jets do. Every time you think they turn the corner, no. We're going to find a way to make things as difficult as possible, including having our franchise quarterback that we have drafted to say, you're our guy, you're going to bring us championships, you're going to get rid of the curse of Joe Namath, but just in case you don't, we need your money back. How have they not figured it out? Because they're the Jets. It's how they do things. And this is the first day Robert Saleh is realizing, this is the team I came to work for. I was so sought after by so many different teams. I could have gone anywhere I wanted to, and I went here to a team that can't figure out getting our quarterback in that we drafted. This is why I exist, so you can feel better about your teams. Jets gonna jet.
Yeah, we mock the Jets, though, the fact that this remains an issue at all for any team, and in this case, obviously, just the Jets, is laughable. Because you're basically saying, we picked you, but we really don't trust you. Which is fine if it's pick 15. Now we can fight a little bit. Or pick 20. Pick 2 in the draft? This is the guy you decided amongst all others was going to be the guy? No, it makes no sense. Pay him the money, guarantee the money, and move forward. You know, start the next iteration of this squad, especially because you are trying to get the taste of Sam Darnold out your mouth. Right, you don't want to talk about what went wrong with the coaching staff, communication with him, whatever else. Just you want to excise that as best you can. And to start this way, again, even if it's only a day or two, in the lifespan of a rookie coming out of the year that you just had, don't you want to accelerate things as best you can? Right, where you actually get to meet on a field and go through and try to have progress, because you don't have the same number of preseason games to get it right either. Right, that part of the equation's gone too. So you need to get as many reps and as much language and continuity as you can. So every day lost is actually magnified now and makes your organization look that much worse. Welcome back.
I'm telling you, the Jets are always going to jet. They're always going to do this. And it's like, you know, just when you think, okay, now they can't screw. They're still in the honeymoon period. No. We're going to upset our quarterback with the whole offset language thing. We're going to do this because we're the Jets, and this is how we operate. You make it easy for us. No. I want to find a way to make it really difficult. I could say, I'm going to draw you a map to a pot of gold, and I'm going to put the pot of gold 20 feet from you, and here's a map from where you're standing. I'm going to draw a straight line with an arrow that ends at the pot of gold. The Jets would go, I'm taking your map, I'm ripping it up, I'm turning around, and I'm walking in the other direction. That's what the Jets do. This is how they do it.
Sorry, buddy. It's a phenomenon that until the Johnsons are no longer in charge of your squad, no matter how much progress you make in terms of your front office and saying, we got the right football guys in, business guys still suck. But they don't, because they're smart enough to have gained ownership of the team and to collect all that revenue. So, you know, you have that double-edged sword. It's like, it's really bad on the micro, but on the macro, train keeps moving.
America. So it was an hour ago when we talked about the big goings-on in college football the past few days, right? That every day something off the rails happens. And if college football doesn't get a commissioner in place and someone who can make the rules for college football, the sport is going to continue to spiral out of control into oblivion and be the absolute mess that it's been from name, image, likeness controversy to not having more teams in the playoffs, having more teams in the playoffs. That's been a big deal. Oklahoma and Texas changing conferences. The story tonight about Quinn Ewers, a high school player in Texas who wants to skip his final year of high school so he can go right to college and make name, image, and likeness money. To the Big 12 accusing ESPN of pushing teams to go to the SEC, where ESPN owns the SEC network. This is why college football needs a commissioner, because it's being run by power brokers and commissioners who don't care for anything but their own conference. Can't have it. Got to have some kind of leadership. Well, this from Dennis Dodd, longtime CBS college football insider, who just put up that the Big 12 and Bob Bowlesby, who is, you know, has had some great stuff today from ESPN, is trying to steal our teams too. The Big 12 now believes the American Athletic Conference is trying to take all eight remaining members of the Big 12. This story coming up soon by Dennis Dodd, but this is what Bob Bowlesby told CBS Sports. The American Athletic Conference is trying to take everybody else from the Big 12. So they want Oklahoma State, they want Texas Tech, they want everybody to join Cincinnati and Houston and East Carolina and Navy and South Florida. You need a commissioner. It may be too late, but it's never too late to try. You need somebody to stop, because you look like Major League Baseball in the early 1900s, who needed a commissioner to stop the power brokers and other people from their own personal interests from ruining the game. This is just a story tonight. I mean, think about what the last 2 weeks have been in college football, and nobody can stop it because nobody is in charge. It really is insanity in a sport where it's exciting. Because when you think about things like, well, playoffs and this, and now you have the added headaches every single day of what we've seen the past couple weeks, and conferences won't be the same. You need a leader. You need something. You need some kind of power structure, because other than that, something like this is going to happen. I think the Big East Football Conference will probably come back and bring everybody else back by the time we get off the air tonight. Who knows what's going to happen?
Oh, I love it. All the lawsuits that are going to be filed. Dodd also had that report about the land grant. 99-year agreement. Let's see how that tries to get involved. I mean, there's so much going on with this. It's such great theater. And really, it goes back to a conversation we've had so long as we've been on this show, talking about college football, and we have these big stories. But on a day-to-day basis, we're talking about the regionalization of the sport. And here it is once again. You'll have the conferences that continue to play in relative anonymity, and then the one or two monster super conferences with all the name brands associated. That's where we're headed. And we'll see how many other conversations get played out in social media and recruiting videos, get the famous alumni. Hey, don't you want to join us? Remember this movie I was in? Come on, you can hang out with me. I mean, that's part of the draw and attractiveness of bringing Texas and Oklahoma. Not the, you know, minister of culture and all, but just the idea that you've got these large alumni bases, giant cash, giant piles of cash to be made, and the television network that you already have a deal with if you're ESPN. So, yeah, I can't wait for the discovery process to hear about, you know, what they found and what they've got documented versus hearsay, rumor, conjecture, and allegations of it all. But in the end, is it good for the overall game? I don't know. You get elite, so it's like a mini NFL kind of working here, and then the rest is college football. Is that what we're looking at? Where it's, you know, this, but in the end, I do think only Greg Sankey can save you, because he's the guy that has all the keys. He worked stealth. I mean, you brought up Julia Louis-Dreyfus as a potential power broker and master of this Marvel universe going forward. I say Sankey probably can eclipse her.
Always ask yourself, is this good for the company? Remember, that's, well, it's a jump to conclusions, Matt, and you always ask, is this good for the company?
Always a question of perspective, right? Is my school winning in this process?
Twitter at How About a Fresca. Mike at Swollen Dome. This is just going to happen to college football until they bring in their own Kennesaw Mountain Landis who can start running things and stopping all the insanity. Maybe they need, what's her name? They need Susan Powder. Stop the insanity. Stop the insanity. Come in and do it.
We're talking about pitchmen and you bring Susan Powder in. Wow, nicely done.
That's when she comes in and just says, stop the insanity, and they fix college football. Twitter at How About a Fresca, Mike and Swollen Dome. Coming up next, have we seen the last of Simone Biles in the Olympics? I don't think so. That's next, Fox.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
Hey, it's me, Rob Parker. Check out my weekly MLB podcast, Inside the Parker, for 22 minutes of piping hot baseball talk featuring the biggest names and newsmakers in the sport. Whether you believe in analytics or the eye test, we've got all the bases covered. New episodes drop every Thursday, so do yourself a favor and listen to Inside the Parker with Rob Parker on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcast.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rocked the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James!
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storr on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon.
Yes, sir.
And it's interesting now how the Simone Biles saga is taking a twist that everybody wanted to jump up and say, oh, she's the worst, she quit, she did all of these things. Oh, because I wanted to be the knee-jerk reaction person to say how horrible she was, now things are looking a little different, as now there is more of an emphasis on her getting a case of the twisties, which is what they call it in gymnastics when someone loses their confidence and can't land a jump because they had a bad jump and you lose your confidence, right? Just like Tom Cruise in Top Gun, right? Sorry, spoiler alert. Took him a while to get back in the plane after Goose died and they had to realize it wasn't his fault. And even though it was a real faulty canopy, and I'm sure Goose's family sued and got a lot of money. It happens. It happens in sports. It happens in Little League when someone gets hit by a pitch really hard. You lose their confidence. They don't want to play for a while. In gymnastics, when it's difficult, when you lose your way in the air and you land and you scare yourself, it's hard to get your confidence back. And now this is kind of what it's turning out to be, is that she has lost her confidence. She's walking around and she's supporting her team. She's blowing kisses at the camera, watching the men compete. She has not gone into a shell and walked away and saying, hey, it's mental health. Her mental health is a bit of a different definition than when you hear mental health, you think, oh, something's wrong. No, mental health is just, hey, mentally, I'm not in the right place right now. Mental health is a very broad definition of terms. And what we're seeing for Simone Biles is that her mental health is, hey, I got to be mentally right and have the confidence to be able to go out there and compete again, because that vault really scared me. That bad leap I had really scared me. Everything that was going on contributed to this, and I've lost my mojo now. She's telling us the truth. So now that that's what's going on, I think you're going to see people back off that fiery take. I hope it did well for you. I hope you got a lot of clicks.
No, it'll continue. And then just on the other side of it has been the folks that just go out of their way to denigrate anybody that might have an opinion that isn't she's a hero for doing it.
I know. Look, the truth is somewhere in the middle, right? She could be someone that has just lost her way and needs time, right? It doesn't mean you're a hero. It doesn't mean you're awful. But you have to look a little bit deeper into it. And that's kind of what I like to think that we do here on the show. When it's something big like this, we look a little bit deeper into it because it's what the story merits. Now, have we seen the last of Simone Biles for the Olympics? I don't think so. I think we see her next week, and I believe we see her definitively in the floor exercise. As I said, she's still public. She's still walking around, still talking to people and talking to her teammates and everything else. She's trying to get that belief back. And the floor exercise is what made her into the GOAT, and if she comes back for anything, that's going to be it. If she was back away from the cameras and she couldn't talk to anybody, I'd say, yeah, we're done. We're not seeing her in the Olympics. She probably would have flown home by now and would be out of sight for a while. But the fact she's there, she's still somewhat visible, in fact, very visible, tells me she's going to try to give it a go, and it may be something where, hey, the thing I'm most comfortable in, even though I'm flying through the air, is my floor routine. And that's what we're going to see her in next week. It'll be a really big deal. Everybody's going to watch, and I think that's when we're going to see her again. So to think we're not going to see Olympics, no, that's when we're going to see her, because now that it's about confidence, you give her a few more days, that's what's going to happen.
Well, I think the other big thing about it, why she's still front and center, right? She's talking through it, making sure her point is taken, and certainly there's something to be said and some insights to be gleaned into the mind of an athlete, right, in this kind of circumstance, on this big stage. And anybody that wants to go through her history, there's a lot of stuff to digest in that she's gone through. And I think you just need to hit the old Google machine to get yourself apprised with some of that that's going on. But to your point of sticking around, I think it's also enjoying. Right now, the pressure's not on her, right? There's will she or won't she, but while she's not competing for another couple days, it's a lot of attention on the swimming team, right? A lot of attention on what the basketball players are going to be, the celebration of the 3-on-3 game that we got from our guy Dan Wojcicki yesterday, and it allows her to just pause for a second and relax. And maybe that gets her in the right frame of mind and she competes. Maybe she doesn't. But in the immediacy of withdrawing, she could have gone to the locker room. She could have walked off. No, she stayed and cheered her team on and all of those things and proved, you know, quality teammate in that regards. I would expect the same to continue next week.
Twitter at How About a Fresca. Mike gets swollen dome. As always, there's more to the story than just, I'm a meathead and I'm going to tell you this. 877-99 on Fox. Coming up next, oh, a story I've been waiting to talk about for the last couple hours. This is Fox Sports Radio.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.